7:19 at AM 930 WEOL. It is time to check in with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians as part of our Tribe Talking Tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market on Cleveland's Market in Delhi on Cleveland Street in Elyria. So we'll talk with Bob and then got some Indians tickets to give away. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you, boys?
All right. One thing about baseball, it doesn't end in a tie. We like that.
Yeah, we won't do that. We play till the outcome is determined. Split a four-game series up in Toronto. Head to Tampa Bay for three. Corey Kluber on the mound tonight, looking for win number 19, the first to win 19 in the American League. So see if he can reach that mark. We had some fun over the weekend with Jose Ramirez becoming only the third Cleveland Indian to join the 30-30 club. That's 30 homers and 30 stolen bases with Grady Sizemore and Joe Carter. So with the remaining 19 games to go, some fun things happening with individual players.
Seems that not only Ramirez but Lindor is sort of rewriting the history books, or their names are getting placed in some, you know, special company for sure.
Well, Mr. Lindor, yeah, he's doing some things that, you know, no other Cleveland Indian in our 118-year franchise history has ever done, and 45 doubles and 20 homers and 20 stolen bases, and those two guys just all year long. You know, they may have a little up and down, struggles here and there with a few at-bats, a few games here and there, but for most part, their consistency and their drive to be great, it's remarkable to watch. They're two of the most talented players in the American League for sure.
And we're glad they're on our team. Of course, moving things around in the infield a little bit is on the horizon as well. And Jason Kipnis seems to be kind of, you know, since his name's being called up a lot or whatever, he seems to be showing up that he's still an important part of our team.
Well, he is. There's no question. He's been around a long time. He's been through it all. Certainly all 5 years with Terry Francona, as the skipper and the winning seasons and the postseason play. As he said, you do what's right for the team to win a World Series. Doesn't have to, embrace it 100% because he's a competitor. But it may start as early as Tuesday. We'll be getting Andrew Miller back on the active roster probably sometime today to be ready to pitch in this three-game set in Tampa. And also Josh Donaldson, who was in Akron on a rehab assignment as Akron eliminated Altoona from the Double-A postseason, so they move on as they look for an Eastern League title. But Josh Donaldson, Andrew Miller joined the Cleveland Indians, so we get two fresh faces, two pretty big, impactful kind of guys, obviously. 19 games left, somewhere in there, to get those two guys ready to roll as our magic number hits six as we open a three-game series in Florida.
Bob, Josh hasn't played a major league game in quite a while. What exactly is his injury? What has it been?
Well, he's had a shoulder issue and a calf muscle pull as well. So he's been struggling with those two injuries. His last game, I think, was May 28th that he played in at the big league level. So he got his feet under him, his legs under him, playing in Akron. And now it's just a matter of time of putting him in the our lineup and see what kind of impact he can have. If he's the guy that was the MVP of the American League in 2015, we've got ourselves an incredible addition to our lineup. You know, he's a terrific defender, but he's also, more importantly, a real impact bat. And to have him hit probably behind Edwin Encarnacion. It'll be interesting to see where Terry does put him in the lineup. It just makes the top of our order, go deeper, and every one of them incredibly impactful.
Talking to Bob DiBiasio this morning on our Tribe Talking Tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market. Okay, next time we come home, what's expected for the fans here at Progressive Field?
Well, we have a 9-game homestand. That's it for the regular season. We have three teams coming in: Detroit, the Chicago White Sox, and the Boston Red Sox, the final three regular season home games for the Cleveland Indians. On the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd of September, will be against the Boston Red Sox. Check all the details of this upcoming homestand on Indians.com. I know on the 14th, we have Sugardale Dollar Dog Night for our fans. For all the other promotions, check it out at Indians.com.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it's a chance to get into a regular season and enjoy the Tribe before we get to the postseason. And that Boston Red Sox series is going to have, you know, the last time we played it, we said, oh, it's just a regular season. But that's getting closer to the point where we will perhaps see them on the horizon in October. But everybody's working to get in their best ball game shape for the upcoming postseason. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Have a good day.
Thank you, boys.